Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.
Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I'm just so just grateful to God. Yes, I just love that song that we've got to listen to. The Holy Spirit rain on us like Seattle. Overtake our life like a flood drop. California rain shining up because we want a heart like yours. Hallelujah. And on, we got somebody right now on the air right now. I want to introduce ourselves. I know who she is, but I want y'all to know who she is. I'm going to present to some and introduce the other who she is. Caller, tell them who you are.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I am missionary Bobby Smith, and I am just so excited. Yes, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in our lives today. I want us to have a wonderful evening, and I want us to just sit back and enjoy what thus saith the Lord. We're looking forward to being blessed of him on today. We come expecting to hear a wayward word for today that's going to fill our hearts with love and feel the anointing of God coming over these airwaves into the hearts and minds of the people of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All you guys know, this is my sister in the Lord, missionary Bobby Smith. She's been on a couple of my shows, and I just thank God, you know, just for my sister, you know, hallelujah. It's just like God has, like, transitioned us in the last, man, months and years. You know, he put us together in 2008, and since, you know, we've been together, been an unstoppable team. You know, the enemy tried, you know, try to come mess us up, baby. What God put together, what he say, y'all? Let no man put it on us. Hallelujah. And I just thank him for it on today. Well, on today, we're going to be talking about something great on today. I know normally I come to you guys on I Am Royalty Show on Fridays, and I thank God for a lot of you that's tuning in right now. So a lot of y'all that's calling in and tuning in. I thank God that he allowed me to have this show. I thank God for just the opportunity and the privilege to come before you all. If you want to call in on today, the air number is 917-889-7059. I'm telling you on today, this is going to be just a wonderful, just day on today. I call it terrific Tuesday on today. Trusting in the Lord Tuesday, amen. Whatever you need from God on today, just trust in him and you shall get it on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Just by opening up your mouth and telling God what you want and ask him and trust him to do it for you. Don't doubt him, but trust him. And I just know a lot of you all out there listening, you just want to trust the Lord, but a lot of times the enemy just puts doubts and unbelief in your mind. But I want to let you know on today, I just want to challenge you on today, amen, that you begin to open up your mouth and begin to trust God on today. Call Tuesday from this day forth, terrific trusting in the Lord Tuesday, and watch God do it for your life. Hallelujah. On today, I'm going to let a lot of my church family call in. On today, it's called Greater Liberty Tuesday, because on tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of October, we're having a dedication revival at Greater Liberty. Amen. And I just want just the libertarians to call in and just begin to just say how they're excited about it and how they're excited about what the Lord is doing in the temple. Hallelujah. And what is God is just elevating the temple to excellence and having us walk in our excellence and walk in our glory. Hallelujah. I see we got a caller on the air, and I just want them to introduce themselves if they want to. Let me know where they're calling from and does they want to listen or just want to begin to speak to the people of God. Caller, you're on the air.
My name is Jacqueline Mackey, and I would like to listen to your program tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
This is my spiritual sister. This is my sister, Jacqueline Missionary. Jacqueline Mackey. You got to let them know. Sister Mack, you're not just Jacqueline Mack, you missionary Jacqueline Mack, amen?
God bless.
Actually, everyone of you all really don't know, missionary Jacqueline and missionary Bobby got ordained on the same time. So they're basically spiritual deep sisters, because we call it ordained sisters. So y'all ordained sisters in the Lord, amen?
Amen.
I'm just thanking God just for his people's on today and just the level that he's taken us to. I'm telling you, this is the season of prosperity. This is the season that God has just taken us from the old into the new. It's like this is the season that God is raising up sons and daughters to know who they are in God. And on Friday, Apostle Chase had told about sons versus servant, and that was just so good, how we're no longer servants of God, but we are sons and daughters of God, hallelujah. And we are there in God in Christ to get the inheritance of Christ Jesus, that we no longer have to see ourselves as a slave or in bondage to what we used to or what our family used to, our ancestors used to, but we're no longer in bondage, but we can get the inheritance because we're sons and daughters of God, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we're just going to walk in our power, our authority, and walk in the authority that God has given us to speak life into any situation. Any big situation in our life, listeners, you can begin to just open up your mouth and just begin to speak. And when you speak, life will manifest itself. It says in Proverbs 18 and 21 that death and life is in the power of the tongue and those that eat the fruit of therein. Meaning what, Evangelist? Mean you can open up your mouth to any situation and begin to speak and watch God have your back. On today, the Lord just kind of like been dealing with me on today about certain things, and it was so deep, and I just want to share a little bit with you. And the Lord had told me I could share with the air and the people listening on today over the airwaves. It was called, you know, who is your father and who is your leader? And the Lord gave me this out of the book of John. When in the book of John, when the Lord began to talk to the children, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he began to talk to them, and he was just letting them know, you know, about that he was, you know, the Messiah, and that he was older than Abraham. And he was like, you're not older than Abraham. You're less than 30 years old. We know God spoke to Moses. We don't know where you come from. And Jesus was like, okay, you don't know where I come from, but Abraham prophesied about me. You say you know Moses, but Moses prophesied to me, and you don't listen to me? You don't even know my father. He said, I am, me and the father are one. You don't know my father. And they said, we know your father. You're a mere man, and you call God your father. And they said, God is our father, not you. You try to compare yourself to God. And Jesus, like in Psalms 86, that he said, we are God. And then I am compared to God because me and the father are one, and I'm the son of God. And they said, well, our father is God. And Jesus told me, your father is a devil, and he's a liar, and the truth does not belong in him. And what he was meaning by that is that who is our father? Our father is God, the heavens of heavens, the Lord of lords, the kings of kings, and the Alpha Omega. And God just wants on today just to call him Abba Father. He just wants on today to call him our father. He just wants on today to say that, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for being my Abba Father. Lord, I just love you for being in my life and being my father when I didn't have a father and being my mother when I didn't have a mother. I just need you to be my everything. In Exodus 3, 14 and 15, the Lord told Moses to tell Pharaoh that I am who I am has sent you unto me. And what he mean by that is I am who I am is what I am, whatever you need me to be, whatever you desire me to be, and whatever you want me to be, I am. Hallelujah. And I just want to share that with you on today, that your father is God. So whenever anybody else make you feel that you are not, you don't have a father, no, you're not an orphan, baby, but know that you are a king and queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places, and that your father is God. Hallelujah. I think we got a caller on the air, and I just want the caller just to say who they are and tell me where they're calling from so we can just let them talk to the people of God. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening, Evangelist Tashana Wiley. This is
Good evening.
This is Mother Newsom calling from Greater Liberty Temple here in Benton Harbor.
Praise the Lord. Praise
where
the Lord.
Apostle Michael V. Robinson is our founder and our leader.
Amen, everyone. This is the mother of the Church of Greater Liberty. This is Dr. Evangelist Marcia Newsom. Yes, hallelujah. This is the mother of the temple, hallelujah. And Mother Newsom, on today, I told the listeners that we're just talking about Greater Liberty and the dedication that we're having for the next 3 days. And
yes.
I just want you just to talk to the listeners and give them some words of encouragement and give them what God is doing in the temple and about the dedication and about Apostle and First Lady and even yourself and what God has done for your life since you've been in the temple.
All right. Well, we thank and praise God for 15 years now of having been in operation in this portion of ministry at Greater Liberty Temple of Deliverance Church of God in Christ, where deliverance does start in the mind. And we have a young pastor. He's young in chronological years, but he's old in wisdom. And he's a very anointed young man who lays before the Lord on a regular basis, that God may use him. And our first lady who works ever by his side, she's a full-time mom and a mother, however she finds time to take her place in the temple. I am the mother of the pastor, Mother Newson. I have so many titles, so I don't know which one to use, but I prefer mother. The deliverance ministry has been through a number of things, but God keeps raising us to the top. And now we're on a journey of excellence at this time. God is doing excellent things. As we strive for excellence and we open ourselves more to the Lord and seek him, the more God is blessing and elevating us even the more. He has us working on excellence right now, and we're searching ourselves on a daily basis to be sure that there are no unforgiven sins on the inside of us, no guile, no envy, no strife on the inside of us. So this is what we're striving for. This dedication service means a lot to us because, as I say, we've been through fires and floods and all manners of things. So once again, God has blessed, and every round does go higher and higher. And we're looking forward to a dedication service for this building that we're in, located at 1921 East Empire here in Benton Township. And as we get ready for our service on this week, we're thanking God for the dedication, and we're looking for God to bless even the more. And everyone who comes or even sends good wishes, we'd like for you to have your presence. But if you can't be there, just send a prayer out for us that we can continue to do the work, because we're branching out into some outreach ministries as well, and you'll be hearing more about them. God is blessing and prospering the people of God who are sold out and surrendered to him. And we just want to invite everybody in the area to come out and be with us and help us celebrate this grand occasion. Three-night service. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, we will be in service. Overseer James Atterbury is going to be with us, and he is the overseer of a fellowship that we're involved with. And then on Thursday night, we have Pastor Mary Hill with us. And then on Friday night is official night, and we're going to have our own apostle. Michael V. Robinson is going to be bringing the message and closing out the service. So come on out and be with us. If you don't have time to cook, I'm sure they're going to have something there in the kitchen that you might be able to secure to keep away the hunger pangs from you. But we're opening up to the Lord, and we welcome you to come and be with us. And Sister Tashana, I just want to encourage you and say God bless you for the labor of love that you do in the ministry. And we thank God for what he's doing in your life. And what he's doing in your life is also a blessing to me. And I thank God for it and for you.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Newsom. Thank you.
Thank you, darling, so much.
Yes.
All right. You be blessed. I don't know if I can get you on the radio or not, but I liked what I heard. I heard part of what you were saying. So God bless you.
Thank you, Mother Newsom.
All right, darling.
Love you, Mother Newsom.
Everybody in the listening area, be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
All right.
Amen. Everyone, that was the mother of the Temple of Greater Liberty, Temple of Restoration Center. Amen. And I just thank God for her. They just really just touched me to hear the mother. I'm telling you, she be encouraging me all the time, keeping me lifted before the Lord. And it just feels good, amen, you know, to know that you are, you know, a young woman in Christ, and that the mother, you know, helps you and begin to speak to you and let you and give you encouraging words. You know, it's just such a blessing. Hallelujah. I just want to, the callers that came off, it was someone else that called in, but they came off. I don't know who they were. Hallelujah. They're calling back in now. Hallelujah. I just thank God. You know, just on today, I'm just telling you that the Lord is just doing some great things. He is taking us and raising us up. Hallelujah. I sound like this is my apostle. Hallelujah. I want to present this song and introduce the others, Apostle Michael Robinson, the founder of Greater Liberty Temple Restoration Center, Church of God in Christ. Y'all remember he was on here like a few weeks ago when he told the radio waves up. I've been getting comments all at the top of comments. Y'all said y'all wanted to come back, so here we go. Hallelujah, Apostle. We're talking about the dedication on today. And Greater Liberty, and just what Greater Liberty has done in our lives. Me and Missionary Bobby is on here right now. And, you know, we're just talking about what God has done in our lives. And Mother Newsom was just on here as well. And she's talking
Amen.
About what God has done for her in the temple. So we just want you to just begin to talk to the listeners that's listening right now and tell them about the dedication and what God has done for your life since you've been the founder of the temple. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I definitely give all glory to God, and I praise him for all things. I take no credit. I take no accolades at all. Truly, it is all God who has done the things that he's doing right now. Our ministry was founded about 15 years ago, 16 years ago, on the Deliverance platform, which was speaking to the lives and to the hearts of men and letting men and women know everywhere that they can be delivered no matter what plagues them, no matter how long they've been in it, no matter how long the enemy has tried to convince them that there was no way out. Our message was deliverance. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Our thing was to always make sure that we invite Jesus in our midst. And God has been doing things continually for our ministry. But in this last hour, the Lord has raised such a mantle of restoration and deliverance. The Lord has blessed us to purchase a new campus. And actually, the campus is the Center of Restoration campus. And that's where the Greater Liberty Temple of Deliverance is now located. Our former property, the Lord is blessed. Now we're actually working with some entities to actually turn it into a ministry as well. That will be a ministry we're thinking for either low income or for those who are having problems securing renting a place. The Lord is going to bless for us to have, I think, between 8 and 10 units there. We've already met with the contractor. We've already met a couple times with the state to see which way we're going to go with it. But the Lord is blessing us, and now we have two campuses. One will actually be the airport campus, and the other will be the Center of Restoration campus. So the Lord is doing some awesome things. And then in Houston, praise God, the Lord is spearheading another campus there. And then prayerfully, one of our apostles from Houston is actually in Nigeria right now. The Lord is going to plant there another campus as an orphanage in Nigeria. So the Lord is doing some awesome things far and abroad. And I'm telling you, Evangelist Deshauna, Missionary Bobby, my prayer is that I continue to stay available to the Lord so he can do greater and mightier things. And he promised that next year will be the year of favor for the believers. And this will be
Amen.
A house of miracles, praise God. When you roll in this circle, praise God, you got to know when you roll out, there'll be a miracle waiting in your car for you when you get out.
Amen. Come on,
amen. And the Lord does not want us to be, he does not want us to be stingy with this that he's given us. He wants us to begin to actually share kingdom principles with everybody, because it is his desire that we all live in the abundance of the kingdom. But we also know, praise God, there is qualification. If you want to live in the kingdom, you got to be either a hired servant or you got to be a part of royalty. I choose to be part of royalty.
You better come
I don't mind serving, praise God, but I choose to believe that God has me not in the outer court, in the inner court, praise God. And I believe that the anointing of God is on his people to actually break down the gates to lead into the kingdom. But there is some qualifications we have to meet. We have to walk with the spirit of excellence. We have to let holiness be our banner that goes before us. Praise God. We have to let our faith rise to levels that's never been seen before, praise God. And Ephesians 3:20. Got to be everywhere.
You better come
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Amen.
So all those, I'm praying, I'm going to get with our administrator. Our services will be this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have some awesome people. Overseer James Atterbury, who actually works under the governor for the state of Michigan. He is our overseer. He will be here on Wednesday night, and on Thursday, a young lady I've seen, God just raised her up through Deliverance Ministry, Pastor Mary Hill, praise God. She is my cousin, actually, and she is one of our newest pastors in this area, and she and her congregation will be here on Thursday night. Wednesday also, one of the profound bishops of this area, Bishop Bullocks, will be with us on Thursday, along with so many others. And then Friday, they tell me that they got a guy that they're getting in here that's sure enough anointed, and he's going to let God use him. They say he'll dance, he'll walk on pews. This is what I'm hearing about this guy. I mean, this guy is anointed and hit him. He'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll leave healed. This is what I'm hearing. So I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to be here to hear this guy. And it will be none other than myself, Apostle M.B. Robinson. I'm laying before God to wait to see what God is going to do for the people, because I know he's promised we're going to speak a blessing over this house, and we're going to consecrate and dedicate this place to the Lord to be used for his purpose and for his glory. Amen. Praise God, that the grounds be saturated with the anointing, praise God.
Yes.
Doorknob, praise God. Drip with the presence of God, praise God.
Amen.
Every fiber of carpet, praise God, just has the excruciating anointing just coming, praise God, so intense that we can't even compose it. Amen. So that's what we believe in God for. In this hour, he's raising up a nation, praise God, that will obey him and that will walk according to his stature, that will not fear the devil, will tell the devil enough is enough, as we said Sunday, and I have authority over you, devil, so I call you into subjection and to be summoned to quiet your mess. And leave the people of God alone. Leave my money alone. Stop hijacking my finances. Come out my money, because I'll be sitting in a wealthy place by March of next year. So, see, we got to put the devil in his place. Put that booger on the run. And let him know we are the heirs of the throne. Praise God.
You better come on. I just said that right before you call in. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we know we're excited. Oh, we're so excited. And Sister Tashana and Sister Mika, I can definitely say I've had the privilege of actually laying hands on you all and elevating you all. And, I mean, I'm just so thankful to God for the people that he's sending into the temple every week. Some more is coming in. We took two more in Sunday. Just every week the Lord is doing it over and over again. Our third service here, we were baptizing already, bringing in couples. So the Lord is doing great things. And I just see such an anointing. You two were sitting over on the side Sunday, and I just seen such an anointing fall over on that corner. Maybe I'll get over there Sunday, but I seen such an anointing fall on that section. And God said, you're going to walk in a great anointing, both of you two. God get ready to give you new and new godly and Holy Ghost assignments. God is doing some great and awesome things.
Yes,
Lord.
I just wanted to say also, I wanted to say something right quick. I just want to thank God for Evangelist Tashana.
Amen.
She went down into the Hall of Fame Saturday with her Black Essence Award winner. Hello, we have a legend there. She is a trendsetter. It is so wonderful to see my sister just grow and leap and bounce, and she is truly a woman of faith. I mean, that woman, she'll weigh you out, but she's a 24/7. She believes in what she talk about, though. Ain't that right, Apostle? She really do believe in what she say. Because you see it.
True,
I get to see it firsthand come to pass. You know, she'll make a believer out you. You going to see everything she she talk about it, and that's the way we have to be. We have to believe in what we say. I mean, her faith is awesome, because that little woman right there, I'm telling you, it's just been such a it's been a joy being at Greater Liberty. It's been a real joy. I love Apostle. I think he's just awesome. He's great. He believes in what he's talking about. It is a ministry of deliverance, because Lord knows it took Greater Liberty to bring me out of my mess. I have been having myself a wonderful time in the Lord. I really enjoy the Lord, and my sister, she cracks that whip, and she makes sure that you get to church. When them doors open, or you going to hear it. You is going to get it. So I just want to say that and put that shout out for her, and she's, you know, God has elevated her and this woman. I mean, she's skyrocketing an apostle. She is really
she
on the move, and she's not a selfish person, none at all.
No.
She is a woman that keeps her word. If she says she's going to do something, you can bank on it. So
amen.
I just wanted to let it be known.
That is a blessing. And I did fail to mention that not only did she receive that prestigious honor on last Saturday, but also Sunday, just to show her appreciation for the apostle and the elect lady, she actually gave that award to us to add
awesome.
To my conglomeration of accomplishments, and I do call that an accomplishment.
Yes,
praise
it
God,
is.
How the Lord has just raised her to new levels. I mean, and the Lord has allowed her to network and just sound the alarm. And I guess I couldn't fail to say that she has such honor for the man of God and for the house
yes,
of God
she does.
That when she speaks, everybody knows how she feels about her ministry. So they too have to honor it simply because of the honor that she bestows upon her ministry. And I thank God for it. And even teaming up with the missionary Bobby, just such great strides and maturity have been shown. I mean, and as a parent, I finally know what my pastor used to say when she used to say she was godly proud as a parent of the Lord, in the Lord, of her children. Because, I mean, when you see when they came in from day one, praise God, and you see how long, a year now, 2 years?
Almost
2 years,
yeah.
2 years, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And just a major metamorphosis, how that God has just planted her on higher ground. Enemy try to throw curveballs. We just dodge them and keep on going, you know. And God is the best is yet to come. God is getting ready to do some even greater, awesome, more awesome things than we've even seen or experienced. So, yeah, she's doing a great work here at the temple. She's everywhere. She's helping with the praise team. She's one of the warriors on the wall when I'm ministering. She's in the corner making sure the corner is clean. So she's doing all kind of things to make sure that she's doing the best she can to support the ministry. And I thank God for it. And there's a few of these sisters here. Y'all have formed such a close bond in the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for it. No gossiping, no this. Strong sisters in the Lord, I appreciate what I'm seeing God do in the level and the area of maturity, and His power in this house. Power in this house. Power in this house. No gimmicks, no tricks. Praise God. Just power. I ain't got nothing fancy I do with my mind. Holy Ghost, come in here and experience God. I don't have nothing to hand you but God and Him alone. Praise God.
Amen. Y'all do it. So y'all set this up. See, I started getting set up there since the weekend. Now I'm on the air. Now I'm on the air crying and stuff because y'all, I want to spend. I didn't even tell the people about my award, and y'all just went out there and done that. See, look at that.
Well,
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I was so proud of you. I felt like I had won the award. I was that proud of you.
And you know what? Actually, missionary, you did. You can say you take a part because you were there when she would minister. You were there when she would, you know, give of herself to others. You were there when she would sacrifice and sow seed spiritually and impart into lives of others. You were there, so you can say, hey, man, I helped to pray on that one. I helped to pray on that one. So it was a great challenge for her and for the temple.
Yeah,
I'm telling y'all is something else.
Well, we can't have it. You know, you're supposed to give honor what honor's due and credit what credit is due. So... Yeah.
Praise the Lord,
Praise the Lord.
Somebody praise Him on Tuesday evening.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Missionary Amy, how y'all doing?
We are blessed. Everybody, this is Missionary Amy Tyson. Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo. What? Oh, how y'all doing?
We're just talking about the temple and the dedication and what God has done for our lives and since we've been in the temple and the ministry, and we're just telling the listeners, you know, about Greater Liberty so they can just come on out. If they're in Chicago, drive on down here. If they're in Indiana, drive on down here so they'll know, you know, the background of Greater Liberty, because every week I'm always talking about Greater Liberty. And so now they got the Libertarians on here, and they already was excited when the Apostle was on here a couple of weeks ago. So now they get to hear the other libertarians and know what's going on. So what do you want to say about the dedication and greater liberty and apostle and what have God have done for you since you've been in the temple?
Girl, you don't have enough time for me to tell you all of that.
I said, oh, no, I only got 25 minutes.
But I do promise that if you come out to the dedication, you will have a good time. I promise you one thing. Once you get here, you won't be the same when you leave.
Amen.
I've been healed. I've been set free. I've been delivered. Every service
Amen.
I come to, I get a deliverance from something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's about. That is exactly what it's about. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God for missionary Amy Tyson, hallelujah. She's not,
Amen.
Apostle said, I'm in everything. No, missionary Amy is in everything. That's a woman of many hats, hallelujah.
Yeah, she is in everything. She's she is the administrative assistant for all the campuses, for the campus at the airport, this one, as well as the one that we're working on in Houston. So, yeah, she's very busy, and she actually has come up through the ranks of the ministry, and just so much growth. I'm almost tempted to start dubbing this as the growth center, because God is just allowing the maturity of the level of the people of God just to leap and soar. I mean, there's business that, I mean, she's taking care of on high ends with us now that, I mean, she's orchestrating simply by herself. And we're talking pushing thousands and thousands of dollars, and she has the mantle of business on her now to orchestrate that, you know, in my stead, and that's an honor, and that's a blessing from God that the Lord is just elevating the people as such. So I mean, it's whatever ministry you're in, if you're not growing in more than one or two areas, I'm sorry, but it's the wrong ministry. You should be growing in your gift. You should be growing spiritually and even naturally when it comes to how you deal with things, just in your flesh. You should be growing even more so with killing carnality and flesh and letting spirit be developed. So that's what I strive for here at the temple. And any pastor, leader, or apostle, bishop should do the same thing, because it's not about the leader. It's not about all eyes on us. It's not about sitting in the big chair, but it's about producing. It's about producing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making disciples
Amen.
Of men. God has not called any leader to harbor all the people without sending them out with ministry. Jesus had all of the disciples, but every one of them had their own office in their own lot that they were to orchestrate the ministry in, and that's how God wants us to do. He wants us to make disciples. He wants us to nurture the gifts and stir up the callings that's on the inside of individuals. I had a message from one of our daughters today that just said that, you know, being around the ministry, the Lord has been sending such a conviction on her to not just be in service, but to be busy with ministry that God is wanting to birth in her and seeking God. So, I mean, all that is development. And I praise and give glory to God for it, because that's really what leading and pastoring and shepherding people is about.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So true, because the Lord has told me, like today during prayer time, that he is making the body of Christ being productivity. He's making us produce
Amen.
The fruits. Instead of us being bare, we used to being bare, that he's allowing us to produce fruits.
Amen.
So he's ready to give us first fruits. So I told the Lord, I'm ready to get it. I'm ready to pour it in into the temple. I'm ready just to pour it in and let us just have an overflow of fruits.
Overflow. Amen.
Amen. That's what we want. We want an abundance. We want an over an abundance. And God promised that he would allow men to pour into us as such if we be faithful to his calling, to his word. So we're believing God, and we're going to do our part. And we know that God is a man that he cannot lie. So we
Amen.
Just wait on the manifestations, and we want to produce. Everyone that's listening in the radio listening area, we want to be producers. Amen. We want to produce for the kingdom. It's not about how much glory we can get, how much recognition we can get, but it's about what can I produce for the kingdom? Who can I invite today? Who might I witness to that they may be saved? How can I advance the kingdom today? Can I advance the kingdom in prayer? Can I advance the kingdom in my efforts to win souls? It's all about advancing the kingdom, and we have to take our eyes off of us and just say, God, what can I do to advance the kingdom? What can my forte be for making the kingdom larger and more effective and more productive. And as I've had on one of the statuses on my Facebook, I just want to be more available to God, because we think we're available, but there's still some areas that we have things clouding us up and taking up space that God would like to occupy. So we just say, Lord, make me more available today than I was yesterday to you. Empty out things that are hindering me. Praise God. Make me more available. Utilize me more, God. Help me to vacate and empty myself, God, so that I'm not having anything that's occupying space that you may want to use for me to do work for you, oh God. So that's where I'm at, and that's what I'm seeing happening in the body of Christ. I mean, even when the word comes forth here in the temple, the word comes forth with such power that, I mean, you can actually just see yokes destroyed before, you know, the middle or the end of the message. Praise God. God is just moving so phenomenally, and there's such a spirit in this atmosphere here in this place that God, you can feel him warring for us in the heavenlies. And God has given us lately the banners. And I mean the banners, my God, the Lord has just been, folks have been healed and all kind of stuff. As we wave our banner before the presence of God and put him before us with whatever we're going up against.
Amen.
Amen. God has really had been blessing in the temple. I love those banners. Those banners, and you really feel the anointing of God really like falling down. It's really like just the presence that's even in the banner. And, you know, that's what Jehovah Nisi is, the Lord is our banner. So every time we wave those banners, I always feel the power of God. It's kind of like I wasn't actually there, but I just know, it's kind of like probably could be about that feeling that when Moses called that rock Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, when he was battling against the Amalekites, and they hold that rod up and they felt the presence of God, it's kind of like that's what I feel every time those banners wave. So I'm telling you, God is really doing something, and I'm just excited about it, and I'm just happy to be in the number. That's what I just tell God. I'm glad to be in the number.
Amen.
So
amen.
I just thank God. I just thank God for the temple. I thank God for you, Apostle. I thank God for First Lady. I thank God just for the whole ministry. Because like I tell people, a lot of times, you know, we have the anointing and the power and the call of God in our lives, but we be in the back and people overlook us. But I thank God that he allows somebody. Sometimes I call you my spiritual Samuel, because you remember how God used Samuel to anoint David, and, you know, nobody else didn't pay attention to David. But God used you to, you know what I'm saying, to anoint me and appoint me to come forth. So I thank God for you. And I just thank God, my sister missionary, Bobby. I thank God, even though y'all been tricking me all weekend, but it's okay. Into the week, I'll be getting surprised. I'm telling y'all listeners, this man, I ain't even going to go. We got 18 minutes. We can go all day about how they tricked me on Saturday, but it's okay. God, I love surprises. God is an awesome God, and I'm just excited about what God's going to do in the dedication. I'm telling you, everyone, if you is in the area on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or you just want to just come here and work for the Lord, I just challenge you to come out to 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022, and come on out at 7:30 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here to work from the Lord and just watch God just move in that place. I'm telling you, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a real rhema word. I'm telling you, this is the Remnant Church, and God is just doing some great things, and I just really want all y'all to come out and just hear a word and just be in the presence. Because the Bible said that your inheritance is among the sanctified in the book of Acts. So I'm just telling you, just come on out and just receive your inheritance that God has for you in fellowship and watch God just change your life. I'm telling you, just being in the atmosphere. Sometimes we don't even have to, the apostles have to even prophesy to it. Just the atmosphere, him just speaking the word. It just be all in the atmosphere, you get healed.
Amen.
So I'm telling you, y'all just come on out, listeners, and just come on out and just see the power of God. Amen. We have a text coming through. So her name is Lindsay. And she said, Apostle Michael, she met you on the last show, and she just wanted you just to hear what the Lord is saying to the people on today.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part. What was it she wanted to see? What now?
What is the Lord saying to the people on today?
Oh, God is dealing. I believe that God is doing a mighty separation. In this last hour, I believe that God is really watching, and he's seeing, he's picking out his nation. And I think the nation that he picks out is going to be chosen by the way that we endure the storms, the trials, and the things that we go through. And God is saying, after we've proven ourselves to be faithful, God says that he's going to move and elevate us up to a level of authority that we've never experienced before, because the kingdom of God is being advanced. But God has to make sure that it's just like boot camp. He has to make sure which ones are going to be able to make the training, make the hard knocks. Who's going to go through it? Those who's going to go through it. Praise God. And that's what drives us. Those guys who's going through boot camp, they're looking forward to graduation. They're looking forward to, when I come out here, I'm going to have something on my shoulder to show that I've been through something. I'm going to have some greater authority. I'm looking not just to be a private, but I'm looking to go up. So I'm willing to go through all of this to get to what God has promised me. I'm willing to go through the humiliation. I'm willing to go through some of the tears. I'm willing to go through some of the things that that I thought people would be with me, but they drop me and they leave me. I'm willing to go through all of that destitution just to get to the promise, because we know that the tribulations that we're now going through will not even compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So I think God is doing a separating who's really qualified to go over into the next level of glory, and who's just going to drop out because they can't stand the heat of the battle. But I don't know about others, but I've come too far now to give up, so I got to see what God has at the end of this thing. So I think in this hour, God is doing some separating with his people to see who's really ready to go through and to endure.
Amen.
That was a real good word.
Hello.
Wow. She said, wow.
Amen.
Praise the Lord to you, Lindsay. I hope you is in the area. I hope you can come to the dedication. So I guess you must have listened to the last. Well, actually, Lindsay, you always in on the time. So I guess you can come out to the dedication either tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. You can get there to meet the apostles. And when you come there, I know you know what I look like. I want you to tell me that you're Lindsay so I can just hug you and just thank you for listening to the show.
Hey, man, Shana, can you give the address, the web address for the show?
Okay. Yeah, you want me to give it to who, Lindsay?
No, Sister Michelle is trying to jump on real quick.
The number is 917-889-7059.
Okay, and what's the web address?
www.blogtalkradio/Tashana Wiley, all one word together.
Okay, one more time.
It's www.blogtalkradio.com/Tashana Wiley, TeShashanaWiley. WILEY, all one word together. Put both of my names together as one word.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Lindsay said she can try to make it probably on Friday. Praise God.
All right. Amen.
Friday.
She's coming from Dayton, Ohio.
All
right. Wow. Praise God. Well, tell them we'll be blessed.
Bring some people with you, Lindsay. Bring some people with you, Lindsay. Hallelujah.
Amen. Tell them we'll be glad to have her. And matter of fact, Friday is actually the night that we're going to all dine together. So she'll be able to meet. She'll be able to meet quite a few of the saints and fellowship with us. And she won't have to worry about anything.
Amen.
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 I just want to... I just want to go with the scripture that the Lord told me to do for today, and it's out of Jeremiah 17:7. And it said, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, who confidence is in him. And I'm going to read it one more time for the listeners. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and who confidence is in him. And what the Lord is saying to us, that he wants to trust in him and have confidence in him. And when we trust in him and have confidence, he will lead us and guide us to all truth. We don't have to worry about anything, that he'll supply all our needs, and that he's the everlasting God that will take care of everything that we need in life. Amen. And I want you all to just meditate on that tonight, Jeremiah 17:7, and just meditate on that scripture and get that in your scripture tonight, listeners, and just watch God just be everything you need in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Missionary Bobby, do you have anything to say to the listeners before we wrap up?
Yes.
Amen.
I just want to continue to study the Word of God constructively, to think things through clearly and retain the things that you learn and apply them to your life. God's Word is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword, able to pierce between soul and spirit, joint and marrow. His Word is real, and you can do it. You can live a saved, sanctified, holy life, and God will fill your heart with overflowing measures of joy and happiness. Deliverance starts in the mind.
In the mind.
Amen, girl.
Amen. Evangelist, the First Lady is here, and I guess she's going to greet the saints.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, First Lady.
Everyone, this is First Lady of Greater Liberty Temple Restoration Deliverance Ministry, Missionary Michelle Robinson. Hallelujah.
Praise
amen.
God. Praise God. Praise God. I bless God for you, Sister Tashana, and I'm just so happy for you that God is blessing you in such an awesome way. You're an asset to the ministry, and we just bless God for you.
Amen.
Thank you, First Lady. Thank you, First Lady. What do you want to say to the listeners in the last minutes of about the dedication or how God bless you? You know, being at the temple, even how you even the First Lady and married to the man of God that's the leader of the temple. I mean, just tell them something about you being blessed there at Greater Liberty.
Well, you know, although the pastor's wife, I just want to expound on just the gift that God has given the apostle as far as a prophetic word or a deliverance ministry. I am so blessed to be a part of a deliverance ministry. Growing up, I knew nothing about a deliverance ministry. So the trials and the errors that I made were all coming out of them were, self-sustained or just really didn't know. But being under the deliverance ministry, I just learned how truly to be delivered and what true deliverance is. And I thank God for that. I have received the gift of the Holy Ghost under the deliverance ministry, and I praise God for that. I've been in church all my life, and I knew church, and I knew the word. But just being under Apostle Robinson has truly blessed me. It just in so many different ways. And when you're in the deliverance ministry and trying to be delivered, our motto is deliverance starts in the mind. And that is just so true, because you have to dissect in your mind what it is. You have to denounce that thing that you need to be out of you. And I just praise God because Apostle Robinson has the discernment of being able to dissect and being able to sift and being able to see all that and being able to assist you in your deliverance. And I'm anticipating a high time in God on this weekend, this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'm just blessing God for the favor that he has bestowed upon us. And this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I mean, I'm just going to give him all that I've got, just being grateful, just being thankful for that. And on Friday night, we have a church in South Bend that describes Apostle as a spiritual artist. And that is truly, truly a good description of Apostle, because as he preach, as he teach, as he bring forth the message, he actually paints a spiritual portrait of his message, and it's easier for one that may not even know the word to be able to just visually see what the apostle is trying to say. And I just thank God for that. And I am looking for a good time on Friday. I'm looking for a good time on Wednesday and Thursday, but Friday, you know, I just know Apostle is going to bring it. I'm praying for him, and I just have all the confidence in the world that he is going to be led and he is going to be used by God. And I just invite everybody, if you can, to try to make it out here this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And if you can't make it Wednesday, Thursday, just make it a point to be here on Friday. If you need to be delivered from anything, minor, major, anything, come out to the house of God and allow the ministry to help you help you get through and be delivered from that you need to be delivered from.
Amen.
Amen, First Lady. Oh, come on.
Praise
all
God.
Letters,
praise God.
The First Lady of greater
praise
liberty.
God.
First Lady, that's what I'm saying, what we used to say in Vegas. You went ham on that, First Lady.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, go ahead, First Lady.
Praise God.
I see you, First Lady, just grow into this deep woman of wisdom. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
I've been reading your comments,
static
comments on Facebook, and I'd be like, oh, my God. And even the blog you put on I Am a Ruby in the last hour, I mean, that was just so good.
Praise
I mean, I had a lot of people that even joined my website from Saturday off the Black Essence, and they said that, oh, my God, that's just so good. You know, even
praise
made them begin
God.
To think, and they big-time pastors and preachers and evangelists, and they begin to read the words
God.
That comes out
praise
of your mouth
God.
And my mouth. So I'm telling you, God is doing great things in our lives
praise
at the temple
God.
Because people like us, God is using the big people that's up there, that thought they're up there, that come to us and see, oh, my God, I'm not really where I thought I, you know, was, but I'm getting there. So I thank God
yes,
is doing
yes,
what he's doing
yes.
at
praise
the temple
God.
And letting us
yes.
begin to rise up and fly like fly high above
oh,
the earth.
Yes.
People say
oh,
sky's
yes.
the limit, but I tell them, no, boo-boo, heaven
huh?
is the limit. Because that's
praise
above
God.
The sky. And I want to be close
yes.
to God as I can. And the sky is almost there, but I want to be right there in heaven, close as I can get. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We
praise
have,
God.
I have my niece, Dominique Smith. And she wanted to just say something to the listeners, even about the young people to come on out to Greater Liberty. So I'm going to give her a little bit to talk, and then we're going to close out because we got 4 minutes left. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
the
Lord.
I just want to let all the teenagers know that you also is invited to Greater Liberty also. It has changed my life. I'm 18 years old, and I've never praised God this like this. I have went to every church, and I participated, but, you know, I didn't participate as much as I do at Greater Liberty, let me tell you that. And it really changed my life for real.
Praise
and I just
God.
Been having great things just coming, and I'm just getting blessed all over, and I'm just great things
yeah.
are coming. So I'm just happy to be at Greater Liberty, and I love
yeah.
my apostle. I love my First Lady.
God bless you. Love
and,
you too.
I went to other churches and I'll go there, but I used to sit in the back, if you know what I mean, and not say nothing. But now I sit in the front. So,
yes,
yeah, it has really changed my life a lot. So, all the teenagers, I just encourage you guys to just come out there. There's quite a few teenagers out there at Greater Liberty, too. So, you guys are more than welcome and invited.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Now, see, that's the babies coming forth to let you
yes,
all know to
yes,
come on
yes.
out. Come on out, everybody. The babies come. This one, I said this today earlier to one of my sisters that my niece could be doing anything else. She's 18 years old. And I don't know about y'all, but when I was 18, I wasn't thinking about serving God. And she, I see her, she reads the word. She meditates. She works. She do the word of the day. She begins to stand in the face of God. She could be out there doing anything else, but she decided to be on the side with God. Hallelujah. So that should just even excite you, people of God, to want to come on out. And I'm going to give you the address one more time because we've got 2 minutes left. And it's 1921 East Empire, Benson Harbor, Michigan, 49022, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 13th, 14th, and 15th at 7:30 p.m. You guys all can call me at 269-861-6839. And you all know how to IM me, leave a comment, text message me, or leave me an email on my Blog Talk Radio. And I just want you to know that I did this show specially so people can hear about Greater Liberty because my show's normally on Friday, but the Lord put in me to do it today, to do this for Greater Liberty, to let people know how powerful Greater Liberty is. They hear me, but I want them to hear everyone from Greater Liberty to see how Greater Liberty is a temple of deliverance and it's a restoration center and how it changed lives. Amen?
Amen.
We have another call on the air. I don't know who it is, but I want them to say who they is before we get off the air. Caller, you're live on the air. Caller? Well, I guess they hung up.
So we have 90 seconds left. I just want to leave with you all. I just want you all in this season of your life, all my listeners, I just thank God for you. I thank you for listening to I Am Royalty Show. I thank you for being faithful week after week. I thank you for your comments and your encouraging words. I just want you all to stay focused, be motivated, be encouraged, be determined, be persistent, have perseverance, and know that you are a king and queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places, walking in your greatness and walking in your destiny. And I want you all to know that you are royalty. And then don't let nobody else tell you you're not royalty, but you are royalty. And you are joint heir to the heirs through Christ Jesus. I want you to know that God loves you so much. And don't, if you think no one don't love you, know that God loves you. And know that Evangelist Shana loves you as well. I thank God for you. I thank God for you all listening. Because if it was not for God and you all listening to my show, it would not be an I Am Royalty show. And I thank you all just for tuning in. And I just want God to seek a special blessing over your life that God just give you increase on today. You know, on today, I told you today is terrific trusting in the Lord Tuesday. From this day forth, I want you to call it terrific trusting in the Lord Tuesday. And watch God do great things in your life. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, First Lady, for being on the air, Apostle, Missionary Amy, Mother Newsom, Missionary Bobby, and everybody who's called in on today. I love you. God bless you. I'm your host, Evangelist Tashana Wiley. I'll be here next week. No, I'll be here next Thursday because on Friday I won't be on here. I'll be here next Thursday. Tune into next week until I Am Royalty Show. God bless you all. I love you all, and be blessed. Agape!